Our reading today from Paul's letter to the Corinthians begins with an extraordinary promise. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. We will all be changed. What is mortal will become immortal, and what is perishable will become imperishable. At the time of Paul's writing this, this was a completely radical thought, unheard of in the Jewish tradition or the Greek philosophical ideas of the time. And it is this radical promise that defines us as Christians. In Christ, we are not solely earthly beings, but beings with the potential of embracing the holy and becoming heavenly. This process of incredible transformation grounds us in the truth that through Christ, what was once impossible becomes possible. But what of that promise in the meantime? How are we to understand that amazing proclamation, you will be changed? What I have learned in my own Christian experience is that the promise, you will be changed, is also extends to the promises, you are changed, you are changing, and through Christ, you have the power to change the world. Change is a journey that while will have a radical end, it begins in the here and the now. I think back to my early 20s when I became a Christian. I came from a non-religious family and never really spent much time in the church. And then all of a sudden, one summer I decided I wanted to read the Bible. J'ai commencé cet exercice, j'ai lu la Bible chaque journée. Et quand j'étais rendue le livre d'Actes, les Actes de l'Apostle, je me suis rendue compte que j'étais aimée par Jésus. Et c'était un changement profond dans ma vie. À cette époque-là, moi j'avais des ambitions d'être une directrice dans une hôtel. Mais finalement, j'ai changé ma direction complètement. Je suis allée pour étudier la théologie et finalement, je me suis trouvée comme quelqu'un qui travaille pour l'Église. In that experience of reading the Bible and being completely changed, I was set on a new course. But it has been the constant change and the challenge of Christian life that has kept me grounded in my faith and has fueled my passion for outreach ministry. Now, as we consider change, it's important to remember that personal transformation has a crucial role, but it becomes hollow if we lose sight of our collective call to the church. The collective call as a church, regardless of our denomination, to serve the world and to be agents of change in our community. And it is precisely this call and Christ-given power that is at the root of Tyndale St. George's ministry. From his very inception, Tyndale has been a place that believes in the possibility of transformation in the lives of people in the here and now. In our most recent newsletter, we tell the stories of change of the people who have come through our doors. One example is of a woman named Shalina. She immigrated here with her family, her husband, and her three young boys, and they tried to open up a restaurant, and it didn't work at all. And they were in a very, very difficult situation there. They had run out of money, they were really struggling, and they didn't know what direction to move in. And so Shalina enrolled in one of our pre-employability programs. Now this is a program that takes people who are newly arrived or people who have been out of the job market for a while and trains them over 6 months and gives them all of the confidence and the social skills they need to enter the job market. And so she took this course, and, her life radically turned around. After completing her course, she was able to open up a successful store with her husband in a little Burgundy area that now gives back to the community. Un autre exemple d'un changement profond, c'est d'Alia, une petite fille qui est venue dans notre programme pour les tout-petits. Elle était née sans une main, et elle était enfant très... enragée, elle avait beaucoup de colère en elle et elle était pas fine avec ses parents, elle trouvait ça difficile d'être avec les autres enfants. Et finalement, à travers son expérience chez nous, pas perdre la jeunesse. Elle est complètement changée. Maintenant, elle joue avec les autres, elle a des amis, elle fait des liens facilement. Alors, c'est vraiment une vie changée. Now, these are just a few, a couple of stories of transformation, of lives turned around. But there are tons more that happen within our walls. But there is still a lot of transformation to happen in the little community, sorry, in the Little Burgundy community. I'm not sure if any of you are really familiar with Little Burgundy, but it's one of Montreal's poorest neighborhoods. There are 3,000 children who live in social housing. 6 out of 10 kids from Caribbean descent in that area do not graduate from high school. 6 out of 10. And 40% of the kids in the Southwest are ill prepared to start elementary school. So there's challenges, there's tons of challenges. But there's incredible potential. And there is an incredible vibrancy in the community. And Tyndale really harnesses this. And we harness this potential of the people who live there through various programs. We have an early childhood program that reaches out to children and their families between the ages of 0 and 5, and we offer stimulation courses and early reading courses. We have an after-school program for elementary school children that focuses not only on passing their classes, but also developing leadership and self-esteem. And all those qualities that you need in order to seize the potential that you have. We offer summer camps so that kids are taken out from in front of the TV and put out in Montreal and given a chance to explore the great city. During the school year, we also offer high school tutoring, as well as an internship program for high school students so they can experience the career of their dreams. And then we have an adult development department that offers employment training for people who will be out of the workforce or for newly arrived immigrants who are seeking to integrate into the workforce. And finally, we have a grandparents group for grandparents to parents. And it's been a wonderful outreach industry to these grandparents, offering them a break and a chance to have fun and to be stressed after a stressful situation. So basically, Tyndale St. George's is one of the cornerstones of the Little Burgundy community, offering programs for people from 0 to 98. 98 is really the age of our oldest volunteer, and he teaches us all to square dance. So everyone has a place in Tyndale. Our programs are all focused on education and providing opportunities and for building self-esteem. It's an amazing session. Tyndale is a place of transformation, and with the support of our church partners and the prayers of our congregation, we will continue to be a place of transformation in the years that come. And thanks be to God that these places of transformation can be found across our denominations. We all have places like Tyndale. We all, either in our churches, in our lives, in our commissions in the different denominations, there are all these shining examples of places of change and transformation. And perhaps this is the most natural of our beliefs to join us together as Christians, regardless of denomination. For although we all have different ideas about how we are changed in Christ, or how we will be changed at the end of time, we can all certainly agree that it is our inheritance, it is our blessing, and it is our responsibility as Christians to be agents of change in the world. And that through Christ, we are given the power to change the world. So I'd like to leave you with an image of that I learned way back when I was in college. It comes from a Jewish mystical tradition. And the idea is that in creation, God was shattered into millions and millions of shards of light that are found throughout creation. And then every time a good deed is done, a shard of light is returned to the body of God. And that redemption will come when the body of God is fully restored, when all the shards of light have been picked up. While this isn't quite Christian theology, the image, I think, is a very powerful one. And every time we do a good deed, every time we reach out, every time we are agents of transformation in the world, that light is brought to light, and that light grows. So as I leave here today, I invite you to bring light to life. And I'd like to leave the affirmation that while we wait for the final change that will come, we can be secure in our faith that in Christ we are changed. In Christ we are changing. And in Christ we are empowered to change the world. Thanks be to God.